This is an important day for us. This is, of course, the Christmas message. And in preparing for today's lesson, I came upon a passage from our beloved Joel Goldsmith, and it captures for me the meaning of today's lesson perfectly. Joel writes as follows: "If you can be made to fight or to look to God to overcome some form of activity, you will lose. In fact, if you can be made to look to God to overcome anything on earth, you will lose. Only in proportion as you realize that as in heaven, so on earth, God is infinite, and that the battle is not yours. Only in attaining that sense of consciousness can you come into harmony." You see, Isaiah wrote that with the coming of the Christ consciousness that he foretold, we would and could attain that level of harmony within our minds and within our hearts. That level of harmony between what was confronting him at the time, which was the divided kingdoms of Judah and Israel, that level of harmony that would restore peace, both externally and internally, that level of harmony where we can say, the battle is over. We no longer have to fight because we realize there's nothing to fight over. We need not be disturbed. There is nothing capable of disturbing us. There is nothing over which we should let ourselves not be at peace. Now we picture the newborn Christ, the newborn Christ child lying there, and we picture the young man eventually coming into his own, questioning, examining, speaking with authority to those in the temple. We picture the newly indoctrinated, ordained really, rabbi speaking with authority from the scrolls, saying, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel, preach it to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." You see, the celebration of Christmas, it is really about our recognition that the spark of the Christ consciousness is lit and is growing within us. And when that happens, we too can say, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." We too can say, "The government is on his shoulder," that we no longer need to fight anything or anyone, that we all have our rightful place in the kingdom, and we can be at peace. And it takes the birth of a child, of a special child, to bring that forth into recognition for us. That new idea, that is the child. That is the child that carries with it a new thought that should be nurtured, loved, and developed. And at that point, we can realize, like Joel, that God is infinite. And with that infinitude, there's nothing to battle. The battle is not yours. It is God's. And as God is infinite, there are not two powers, and hence no competing power with which to do any sort of battle. A sense of harmony is restored. That we can all do this if we raise our consciousness is apparent in our teaching. In the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, we read the following about Jesus and about the birth of Christ consciousness within. Jesus represents God's idea of man in expression. Christ is that idea in the absolute. Jesus was the type man, which includes all the mental phases through which man passes in demonstrating life's problems. So we find Jesus passing through all the trials, temptations, mental variations of each of us, yet without sin, that is, not falling under the dominion of evil thoughts. The experiences of each individual are in miniature of the experiences of all. And the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary goes on to say, we may put on the new man, that is, bring forth Jesus Christ in ourselves. But first, we must put away the old man of error and limitation through denial of his reality. In other words, stop fighting a power that doesn't really exist except in our own mind. The second step is to accept the truth of our being in faith. Then through understanding to begin diligently to live truth in thought, word, and deed. The Christ is the man that God created, the perfect idea man, and the real self of all men and women. Jesus Christ is this Christ self brought forth into perfect expression. Jesus, the man of Nazareth, demonstrated this attainment is possible to men and women, and as a consequence, he's the type man. We are exhorted to have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, which implies that we all may demonstrate as he did. To make the attainment requires training of thought. The mind that was in Christ Jesus was the mind of God. And so we know that we must be perfect, even as the Father in heaven is perfect. And while this seems an almost superhuman attainment, it is. For the human has to be put away, and the divine must be established in its place. The human, transcendent and fallible, the divine, permanent and infallible. Now, putting away the old man, getting the mind that was in Christ Jesus, these are all ways of saying what we've come to say in the vernacular these days, let go, let God. Or the government is on his shoulder, meaning we do not have to decide or judge or distinguish between good and evil. Why? Because there's no such thing. Those things are human concepts, material constructs, and they keep us trapped. Trapped outside of Eden, where we cannot yet come to terms with the fact that our own mind has created the difficulties in which we find ourselves. And I can give you a real world example. You would think my workaday week is nothing but trauma and turmoil. And in fact, it sometimes seems that way. Now, just this week, I was going through a self-imposed series of crises. Notice I said self-imposed. We had the company party, the owner's meeting the next day, and then I had an important legal proceeding the day after that. I can tell you I never wanted to leave singing the Christmas carols last Sunday, knowing what was coming ahead. And I can tell you, at that point in time, early last week, I was not letting the government be on his shoulder at all. And it all started at the party with somebody saying what they normally say at parties, and don't you hate it? Hey, I just got over the stomach flu. It's like, that immediately puts in our mind, oh my God, I'm going to get it too. Almost instinctively, my mind goes there. And I begin to fret. Oh no, I cannot afford to be sick, not with the week I've got coming up. Then at the owner's meeting the next day, I'm fretting, not only about, am I getting sick, but also all kinds of messages of ego, money disputes about who's going to get what, who's doing what for the benefit of the company, you know, really rounds out the day. And then the next day in the proceedings, I'm actually beginning to feel sick and not very good about myself either. Now, it will come as no surprise to you that as soon as the legal proceedings ended on Wednesday, I began to feel better, downright symptom-free. And of course, I never had any symptoms in the first place other than what my mind had created for myself. And I began to think more deeply about this week's lesson, about this Christmas message, about letting the government be on his shoulder. Does that mean? Really mean? Well, as soon as I started to let go, theories of the case I was embroiled with came into view. And then I began to think about the business and the company in a new and different way, a way to solve problems that had not yet before become apparent. I even started eating again. It's like a horse, if you don't mind my saying so. But what was the difference? It was the Christmas message. It was the realization of the Christ consciousness within, of adopting the attitude of the new man, of letting the government be on his shoulder. Then I could just work as guided, led, and directed. I could be free, free from a limited sense of self. See how important this Christmas message is. You see the import of this time of year when we celebrate the birth of that child. There's a magic in the air. And that magic in the air is that sense that we can transform. Our founders wrote it this way: Jesus pointed the way which all may walk and know the truth of their union with God. Our founders also say, we hold precisely the same relationship to the Father as does Jesus. This is an unalterable truth to which we will awaken. While Jesus clearly saw the truth of his oneness, mankind has not yet awakened to the truth of this inherent Christhood. Mankind can be found at all stages of unfoldment. This process of man's coming to know, be it slow or rapid, now or in the coming ages, is the gradual attainment of Christ consciousness. If you go to the glossary section of our basic text, we can get some definitions of both Christ and consciousness. It doesn't say Christ consciousness. You have to look at both words. Christ is defined as the indwelling identity of the God-man, the Son of God, universal man, the divine individual. Consciousness applied to the universal means God's awareness of himself, of all there is. When applied to the individual, however, it means the unfolding awareness of God, one's present realization. So when we read a Christmas message and looking at it from a metaphysical perspective, a divine science perspective, we see that it is the unfolding or gradual realization that we are one with the Father. We are fortunate, you see, God is immediately accessible to us. Marcus Borg, a biblical scholar, expressed it this way. For me, Marcus Borg writes, Jesus is the decisive revelation of God. This is our most central claim, and it goes back to the beginnings. In language from the New Testament, Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the Word of God incarnate, the light of the world. God's revelation to Jews and Gentiles alike. Jesus reveals, discloses, embodies what can be seen of God in a human life. This claim, Marcus Borg writes, distinguishes Christianity, and I would add further, metaphysical Christianity, from other religions. The Jewish people find the decisive revelation of God in the Torah. The Muslims find it in the Quran. Christians find it, the decisive revelation of God, not in a book, but in a person, Jesus. We, as metaphysical Christians, as divine scientists, take it one step further. And it is not Jesus, but Christ consciousness, exemplified by Jesus. Sure, but accessible immediately, here and now, in our own consciousness, waiting to be raised by following the examples and teachings of Jesus and making them our own. Now, this distinction is not about superiority. It's not about comparing one religion to the other. It's not really even about difference. But for us, this distinction has an immediate implication. Given Jesus's centrality for us, it matters immensely how we see Jesus and the Gospels that tell his stories. If Jesus shows us what it can be to be seen of God in a human life, well, what was he like? Reflecting on Marcus Borg's words, we can grasp an additional dimension here of the Christmas message, and the message that the government is on his shoulder. And that message is that we turn in times of difficulty, not to books or passages, but we turn to our concept of Jesus. How did he do it? Oh, right, he rose in consciousness. So then, so should we. For we have the divinity of Jesus as our guide, as ever with us, the presence of the Christ child, of God incarnate. If there is suffering on our side of things, we need not fret, for the incarnate God, the incarnate Word, is right here with us, living, moving, and having its being with us. And it can be reached in our consciousness. And then our consciousness is transformed. And taking on a new view, we see that the conditions around us have changed because we have changed. Although at times it appears that we are low, lowly, the least of all, take heart. For the very things were said of the Christ child, and even back into Hebrew scriptures where Matthew took these phrases from Micah, and Matthew writes, "Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. They were saying, 'Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.'" Herod the king heard about these things and became troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded to know where Christ should be born. And they said, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is written by the prophet," and they're referring to the prophet Micah, "And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel." So you, Joe, you, Mary, you, Jean, you are the least among the princes, and yet out of you, you lowly human, out of you there shall come a governor, and that governor shall rule all your affairs. For you are a child of Israel. You are a child of God, the son of God, the daughter of God, in whom God is well pleased. For you are like him, as you are him. You just don't know it yet. You see, the material conditions we are experiencing, they're created in our own mind. We just need to transcend them, to have the birth of Christ within us as an experience. Here's the actual version from Micah. Be thou, Bethlehem, out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruled. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord in his majesty. And this man shall be the peace when the Assyrian, the stranger, shall come unto our land and shall deliver us from the Assyrian material conditions. He comes into our land, and when he treads within our borders, the remnant of Jacob shall be in our midst. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the strangers in the midst of many people. Thine hand shall be lifted up upon thine adversaries, and all thine enemies shall be cut off, the graven images also. We face strange and threatening conditions as humans, as Assyrians, but when we realize God is in our midst, we can take charge and demonstrate the nothingness of the perceived threats all around us. So what do we do with the Christmas message? Why, we rest, of course. Rest in the arms of the Lord. Let the government be on his shoulder. The Christ child is born in our midst. He is born today within us. He will care for us and all our troubles. He will rend our enemies and relieve us of the burdens of our self-imposed rules that keep us trapped. We this day are relieved from any bondage to self, and self-will and selfish desires run amok. For the child is born. The government is upon his shoulder now, and we can be at peace. We can take a few moments now to rest and let the government be on his shoulder. Let's go into meditation. Close our eyes, sit up straight, and just relax. A few deep cleansing breaths to just be still. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you may also have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with God. For now we are the sons of God. When the Christ child appears in consciousness, we shall be like him. We shall see him as he is. He is us. We are him. Let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed, in truth, in our actions, in our consciousness. In our consciousness, we know we are truth, and we can be at peace. Amen. Let us listen as Alan sings our third solo this morning, "And His Name Shall Be Called Wonderful," by Sally DeFord.
Unto us on this holy night, unto us beneath a new star's light, unto us where the lambs have fed, gently laid in a manger bed, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful, for the world will be healed by his power. Unfailing counselor in each uncertain hour, the mighty God of heaven above so meekly comes to earth, the everlasting Father. Unto us, mid the angel song, unto us, the gift awaited long, unto us, wrapped in swaddling bands, hushed to sleep at the Virgin's hands, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful, for the world will be healed by his power. Name.
Thank you very much, Mayu and Alan. That was just beautiful. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his light to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Turn within and acknowledge him so that he may lift your consciousness and give you his peace. Amen. For our doctor. Let the government be on his shoulder and be at peace. Merry Christmas. Have a blessed week.
Merry Christmas.